Hello, hello, everybody. It's Margo Levette back with a brand new episode, Her Business, Her Voice, Her Conversation. Now, you know, the show is all about bringing on people who can inform you, inspire you, and help you in the reinvention process, or even help you come to the conclusion that it is time for me to reinvent myself, become an author, speaker, or entrepreneur. Today, we are going to take a look at corporate America. I have Dr. Shauna M. Charles in studio here with me today, and she is a thought leader who really understands the ins and the outs of corporate, the opportunities, the challenges of growth there. She can tell us all about that environment. So join me as I welcome her. Welcome, Dr. Charles. Thank you so much for joining us today. I so appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me today, Margo.
Oh, I am looking forward to this conversation. We are going to take a look at the tapestry of corporate America. I understand, Dr. Charles, that you've spent quite a bit of your career with DirecTV and AT&T, and you're still in the corporate setting. As far as a person, I myself retired, quit my job after 26 years at a major corporation. For those of us who have who worked in that industry, in that arena, how has it changed, say, even 5 years ago up until today? What's the big difference that people should be made aware of?
Well, you know, corporate America it's always changing. So much has probably changed in 5 years. And I think one of the main things that people should be made aware of is that, you know, we're stuck a lot on what, you know, our education and the things that we have done, but really looking at what skills you bring to the table, as well as what transferable skills you have. Because a lot of people have degrees and experience in particular areas, not realizing that those same skills can be used in a different area, potentially with a different title, and understanding how they can impact an organization. So I don't want to say that education is losing its weight a little bit, but it is, and experience is definitely coming to the table.
What, Dr. Charles, we're talking about looking at transferable skills. What comes to my mind is, what about the person who is really has retired? They've already retired. They've bailed out of corporate. Now they want to come into and as a consultant, so on and so forth, or they even want to become an entrepreneur. How do they line up those transferable skills so that corporate America continues to take them, understand what they have to offer?
Well, if you're talking about someone who wants to be a consultant, they're either going to be a consultant in their own entity or they're going to go and work for a consulting firm. So regardless, skill and what they bring to the table, their experience, their education, what they've done in regards to the job that they want to do is going to be very important. So before they can even get there, they have to understand how they're coming in and trying to re-enter corporate America, because they're very different ways. Some people have worked in an industry for many years and now they want to pursue a different industry. Some people want to get back into the same industry. So some of the things are, well, what have you done to stay abreast of the changes that have happened, the skills that are now needed, computer skills, people skills, what does your resume look like, who is your network of people? And so it really depends on how you are going to enter back into the market.
So once a person has left corporate, you're really being quite naive to think that you can just jump back in. It's a car that's constantly moving, and you really need to get yourself reacclimated and look at this grocery list of things that are going to make or break your reentry. Is that pretty much what you're telling us today?
I don't know if it's necessarily naive. I just think it's an awareness of where things were when you left, what you did in those gap years, and then how do you want to come back into the market and what skills you are bringing. It's not naive if you have some friends at the top that can bring you back in and you can catch up. It might be a little naive if you don't have certain networks in place to help you do those things. But I do believe people can enter the market. It's just strategically how you do that, what your expectations are. Some people leave their jobs and they have a certain salary and they expect to jump back in at that certain salary. That doesn't always happen because things evolve, skills evolve, requirements evolve, creativity evolve. Now, if you have done things in those gap years to stay abreast, you've gone to conferences, CEUs, you've kept your network up, it's a little bit different than someone who has gone, taken a complete break, and now wants to get back in if they haven't done things in those gap years.
Got you. Got you. Sounds like we, if whatever you do once you leave corporate, you really need to make an intentional move, make sure that it's strategic, and if you're really shutting the door and trying to re-enter another way, then once again, you should really get yourself a mentor, a coach, somebody to keep you going with apprised of what's going on. Dr. Charles, I'm wondering, I've read many, many articles that are talking about an all-time high. People are actually quitting their jobs, and it's across the gamut as far as age goes. Will you address that? Is that something new that's hitting the news, or is it something that's always been going on in corporate America? People just quitting voluntarily.
You know, while voluntary can, you have to understand what voluntary is. Are we voluntarily taking a package? Are we waking up one morning and saying, I quit? So there are different ways to separate from corporate America. I think now that, you know, the market is a very creative market, I think that people are much more in tune to their self, their awareness, their happiness, their families. They want to be flexible. That people are now, they are now reevaluating the things that are important to them. And so now they're trying to find ways to support that and support their life where it's not just all work, no play, all work, no play. Now, all work, no play works for a certain type of person, but I do think people are doing a lot of self-discovery and prioritizing their life and their jobs around their core values and what they're looking for. But a lot of that comes with age. It comes with what responsibilities you have. It comes with, the risk you're willing to take. Some people are daredevil risk takers. They'll jump in, they'll jump out. Some people have families. They have homes that they have to still maintain. So a lot of it just depends on where you are in your life, what type of support systems you have in place, what your financial responsibilities are before you can make those decisions.
Got you. Very, very true. I heard you say that people are reevaluating so many things in their lives, work-life balance, that type of thing. That was a buzz term for so long. What's corporate America's response to how people are how they want to have this true work-life balance? What's corporate's response?
You know, I never could get with the work-life balance thing because trying to balance it to me, personally, let me say that, you already set yourself up for failure because life is a blend, right? Sometimes it's more family, sometimes it's more work. And if you can ebb and flow and blend, you have a little bit more opportunity to be successful than trying to completely balance it, right? What my child needs at 4 for me, they don't need at 16. So I need to have that blend of when do I work a lot versus when do I incorporate my family or the things that are important to me. However, companies are realizing that, so they are doing a lot of flexible things, you know, work from home or, you know, work remotely. When I was at DirecTV, we had a gym on campus. Of course, any type of mental health or stress and anxiety, you have your EAP hotlines that you can reach out to seek help there. So they really do build a network and a community to help you create that balance, as most people would say, or that blend of life. So they are supportive of that because they want their employees to be productive. And to be productive, you know, they want to support the things that are important to you.
Got you. Dr. Charles, I understand that you have your PhD is in clinical psychology. How has that really helped you as you relate to people in corporate, people in the work world as a whole?
You know, so my route was a little different. Yes, I have my PhD in clinical psychology. I'm not a clinician, though. I never wanted to be a clinician. But what I did understand was that corporations and this world are run by people. So if you can understand people and how they lead and how they give to teams, then you could help these organizations be more successful in engaging, holding on to retention of their employees, and helping their employees acclimate to their environment. Because a lot of us spend a lot of time at work. 8 to 10 hours is the average work day. That's a lot of time of our day of being at one place. So me having my PhD, I'm a natural extrovert. I'm a natural social person. My PhD just helped me understand a little bit more of the clinical terms and understanding, you know, how to help people in that space. But I would much rather call myself, you know, a coach than a clinician.
Okay. Wow. Well, you definitely have the information that can get a person in the right direction. I think you'd make you are an excellent coach. And on that, I'd like to segue into, what is it like to hire you on as a coach?
What is it like? Meaning
That experience. A person comes in, they say, you know what, Dr. Charles, I am making this change in my life. And I really, really would like to become an author, speaker, entrepreneur, so on and so forth. I'm coming from corporate. How do I do that? What would it look like to come and work with you with that need?
Okay. Well, I'm not a business coach. So
okay.
I would probably lead that person to an actual business coach, and probably one that has worked with their specific industry that they're trying to get into. A lot of times there are a lot of the intricate details. I mean, that someone who has worked in that industry or is a coach particular to that industry will know than just someone who is an overall business coach. Now, if it's like business structure, then you can probably not have someone specific to an industry. I'm more of a happiness coach, just because to me, happiness is important, and it's about your relationship with self, relationship with your career, relationship with family, and relationship with community. So for me, I usually help people who have identified that they're having a relationship issue that's non-romantic. So let me say that. That's not romantic, and they want to solve that problem. So we work together, we solve a problem, we have a result, and we continuously work to that. I'm not a therapist. I'm not dealing with any traumas. Mine is more about someone who's having a relationship that is impacting their life negatively to them, whether it's emotionally, physically, or spiritually, and we work through that, and then we keep moving. So they have already identified some of the issue. But for someone who is looking to leave corporate, transition into another industry, be an entrepreneur, I would say get a mentor, a coach, or someone who understands that industry and can help you build your business there.
Got you. I appreciate you, the honesty and breaking down the difference. You are a happiness coach. I just have one final question, Dr. Charles. Do you find that there are many, many of us in this world that really, really need help from the happiness coach, that we are really stumbling with problems with various relationships? How prevalent is this in our society today?
It's actually a huge problem. It's a huge problem because for me, creating happiness is with intent, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of that saying, it's similar to the saying, do you live life or do you let life happen to you, right?
Mm.
A lot of us let life happen to us. We fall into careers. We do what we've been taught. Not saying we shouldn't do what we've been taught, but, you know, it's not this beautiful creation of what I want my life to be like. And I'm going to intentionally take the steps to do those things. So what I can help do as an actionist is I can motivate people to intentionally take those steps to choose the outcome of happiness. And happiness comes in so many different forms. It's not just I'm this cheery, happy, giggly person every day. No, everyone has a bad day. Everyone has stuff that they go through. But you know that you are taking the steps to create your life to ultimately have happiness in it and whatever that looks like for that particular person.
Gosh, that is huge. That is huge. I ask that question because I know that a lot of people, they're seeking those answers. It's a huge question for them. Dr. Charles, Dr. Shauna M. Charles, I so appreciate the time that you spent with us here. Tell us, how does a person reach out, get in contact with you, and go ahead and become, take you on as their coach?
You know, they can just pick up the phone and call me. I'll give you my phone number. We can talk about what it is you're looking for. And if it's not me, then I probably have someone I can refer you to. But if it is something that falls in my realm of expertise, I am more than happy to work with clients to help them, you know, intentionally work towards choosing happiness in their life as they see it. And giving them the opportunity and the power of confessing, creating, and choosing happiness.
Gosh, you said a mouthful. Intentionally choosing happiness. And whatsoever state you are in, intentionally choose happiness. That's saying a lot. Thank you for your work. Thank you for how you are helping a great many people. And thank you for being on the show. I appreciate your time, Dr. Charles.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I guess I should give my phone number? Or
yes. Good idea. Good idea. I'm still wrapped around intentionally, not helter-skelter, because we do fall into careers. We do fall into relationships. I'm thinking about the magnitude of what you are able to help people come to grips with and able to rectify in their lives. This is huge life work that you are doing. So please, please, yes, give us the phone number, website, whatever you need to give us so that we can make the connection.
Absolutely. So I can be reached at 310-689-4310. That's probably the best way right now. I am still creating my website, but, you know, I'm here to help so people can just contact me. They can call me and we can just see if we can work together and if it's a good fit.
Got you. And that's another key word, a good fit. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Charles has really revealed something that we don't talk about a lot. You know, we just go along ho-hum in life, and it really doesn't have to be that way. Ho-hum does not bring the happiness, the joy. It does not bring the feeling of fullness that we really can have in life. And Dr. Shauna M. Charles is the person that you want to reach out to. And if she determines you're not a good fit, then she doesn't just kick you to the curb. She will refer you to somebody who can get you where you need to be. So once again, I thank her. And audience, I thank you for taking time to listen. This was a great show. As I always say, get out your pen, get out your paper, and take notes. And let's say that be intentional about your happiness. I'm Margo Levette. Until next week, I have to say bye-bye.